Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply forward thinking. Our minds have a lot in common with the average car. A car has gears, park, reverse, neutral, and drive. By the same token, our mind has the ability to shift gears. It can be stuck in park or neutral, or it can go in reverse, or it can go forward. And the challenge that every businessman has is to master the fine art of forward thinking. My friends and neighbors, I submit to you that only those who are forward thinking are the ones that achieve incredible success. It's the ones who live in reverse, who have their mind stuck in park or neutral, that don't advance the way they should. So I want to outline and take our time on one key component of our forward acronym. Today we're only going to outline one. We're going to begin with the F that outlines the importance of forgetting the past. My friends and neighbors, the most important component and element of forward thinking is to forget every pain, every heartache, every mistake, every challenge, every setback that you've ever had in your life. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that means that we don't talk about it, we don't recall it, we don't complain about it, we don't do any of those things, but that we keep our minds focused only on what lies ahead. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there are many people who could do a great job in business. However, they can't get their mind out of reverse. They're thinking about the last failed attempt that they had at the last thing they tried. They're thinking about all the people who said something negative about them when they got on their journey and they didn't do very, very well. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to erase that from your memory bank and only think about the future. Now, there's a few ways that we can do that. You say, how do I do it? I know that's easier said than done. First step is to ignore the negative opinions of others. It's amazing that there are so many people around us who have absolutely nothing to do with our success, but are very quick to comment on why they believe our ideas won't work. My friends and neighbors, if I could add up everybody that ever said something negative about a dream that I had, oh my goodness, I think it'd go beyond my ability to count, because so many people were naysayers, just like you're going to have them. And it's okay. You've got to ignore those negative opinions of everybody around you, because sometimes those opinions, if you allow them to, will inhibit or stunt your ability to think forwardly. You say, well, okay, now I know it. So many people may say, I can't do this or I can't do that. Think about how many kids were told. How many kids in the NBA right now were told they never make it? How many people were told they could never be this and never accomplish that? Yet they defy the odds. They didn't defy the odds because they believe the opinions of others. They defy the odds because they ignore them. That second component, my friend, of how to forget the past is don't be afraid to share your future with people that don't believe in you. Now you may say, wait a minute, why would I do that? They don't believe in me. They're going to say something negative about me. In business, thick skin is a requirement. And the only way to develop thick skin is to constantly defend your future. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you don't think the Wright brothers had any negative naysayers when they were thinking about flying the airplane? What about the people who go on Shark Tank and shows like that and they submit their idea to people only to hear individuals that say, nah, I'm not interested in investing in that idea. I don't think it'll work. And every one of them that leaves the stage leaves with the same level of optimism that they had before they got on stage. They don't scrap their vision and their future and their dream just based on one individual or two or three or ten. On the contrary, they get in the habit of communicating, even overcoming objections. That's one of the things I like about sharing my future with a lot of people, is because I like to hear their objections. Sometimes they give me something to think about, to plan for, to work around, to say, oh, you know what? That's actually a good idea. I'm going to think about how to overcome that objection next time I'm communicating with someone. Then also, my friends, speak constantly of your future success. Speak constantly of your future success. Every single day, you want to talk about what you're going to do. You want to say it to yourself. You want to repeat it in the car. You want to communicate it. You want to record it and hear yourself saying to yourself, I'm going to win. I'm going to succeed. I'm going to close a multi-million dollar deal. I'm going to make 7 figures this year. I'm going to make $1 billion this year. Whatever your dream, whatever your goal, whatever your future, don't believe you can't communicate it just because if you properly forget the past, this is just saturation, saying I'm going to put so much new stuff in my mind that all the old things from the past no longer have a relevance. They said that Michael Jordan, one of the greatest basketball players ever to play, would lay down in the locker room and he would run through the entire game in his mind. And he would see himself making every single shot, stealing every single ball, dunking the ball. So he would see himself scoring 50, 60, 70 points in a game. He'd see himself setting records and achieving victories. He'd do that before he even stepped out onto the court. See, it's good for us to have dress rehearsals of our success. Are you thinking about how successful you're going to be? Are you practicing and preparing for what you're going to become? I like when children play pretend because they can go into their parents' closets and the boys can put on their father's hat and they can put on their father's coat and their father's shoes. And even though the shoes are too big and the hat's not fitting and the coat's hanging down to the ground, their mind says to themselves, I can be just like daddy. The little girls do the same thing. They're struggling and wearing the high heels and they're wobbling back and forth, but they're still putting it on. They're putting the lipstick on just like mama does and they're doing all the things that they see her do. Why? Because they believe I can be just like mama. See, pretending for a child is projecting for an adult. See, when we're projecting, we're saying to ourselves, our future is bright. There's nothing we can't do. There's nothing we can't accomplish. My friends and neighbors, if we practice our futures enough, we won't have any time to put our minds in reverse. I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I encourage you to check out Success Training Institute. It'll change your life and grow your business. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.